Oh shit, I'm such a dumbass. Okay, so I'll stick the zombies roar in the intro there at the beginning later. I'm a bonehead. Gotta love live radio. But anyways, I digress. Turn it up, feel the sound, break the chains. Your voice, your choice, no data in vain. Liberty tunes where the free arts collide. Own your story, let your soul decide. Own your data, rock your freedom loud. Sing it high, stand up proud. Liberty tunes where the truth's alive. Freedom's in the way dreams survive.
Yo, break the spell, let's burn it! Influencers pimping lies to the crowd. They're parroting the suits, pushing admins' game. While Epstein's list lingers, hiding names in shame. These power-hungry whores, they don't care about truth. They'll bury dirty secrets while they're stealing your youth. Right-wing media's a puppet pulling zombie strings. Feeding lies to the masses, watch the chaos it brings. You're praying to their mics, their flags, their screams. But they're selling out your future for their twisted dreams. Wake up, zombies, see the truth in the haze. Stop eating their bullshit, set the world ablaze. No more gods, no more kings, no more fake-ass dreams. From right-wing on exits, goes to bursting at the seams. Smash their throats, let the truth break free. With the rebels roaring loud, claiming victory. Zombies, roar! Listen to the zombies, roar! Can you hear the zombies, roar? Breaking out the door, no more kings, no more whores. Zombies, roar! Listen to the zombies, roar! Can you hear the zombies, roar? Breaking out the door, no more kings, no more whores. Zombies list is a shadow, but they won't say a word. Right-wing influencers dodge and keep the zombies stirred. They'll hide the culture wars, keep you picking a team, while the powerful hide behind their crooked schemes. These liars ain't your god, just snakes in disguise, feeding hungry zombies with their sugar-coated lies. You're stuck in the noise, swollen red tinted screens, but they're burying the truth to protect the obscene. Don't crash your future just to keep their voice loud, selling out your freedom to a brainwashed crowd. Stand up, scream out, let the truth ignite, while the zombies roar and bring it down the night.
Up the lies from these frauds who don't care. They're feasting on your hopes, leaving cupboards bare. Their power's a scam built on your blind cheers. Break the trance, wipe away the tears. The world's in your grasp, not the gilded stage. Light the spark, unleash the righteous rage. Right-wing shields keep spinning, pushing admin's word, while Epstein's list stays buried and the truth's unheard. They'll wreck a million lives just to keep their shine, feeding zombies lies while they're sipping fine wine. Your likes, your shares, it's the currency. Every click you give them steals your liberty. They'll blend the other side, keep the zombies fed, but they're all in on it, leaving justice dead. No more trusting their voices, no more playing the game. We're done with the circus, setting truth aflame. Zombies rise, let the lies hit the floor. With a roar, the rhythm, we're kicking down the door. No more gods, no more kings, no more fake-ass dreams. Right-wing lies and empty suits, they're bursting at the seams. Smash their bones, let the truth break free. With the rebels roaring loud, claiming victory.
Chains, but we're rising up, flushing out their reins. Every life they've crushed, every hope they've burned. We're taking it back, now the tables are turned. No more cheering for their voices or their fame. With a spark, the fire, setting truth aflame. These halls of power, they're just dust in the breeze. Their empire's crumbling, brought down to its knees. So stand with your people, let your voices collide. With the raw, the free, with the truth as our guide. We in, the truth's taking flight. No more right-wing lies, no more Epstein's night. But rebels call it, let the system beware. We're the free, we're the fired, and we're everywhere. Let rebels brawl and let the system beware. No more right-wing lies, no more Epstein's night. But rebels call it, let the system beware. We're the free, we're the fired, and we're everywhere.
Over at the Lunduke Journal, written by Brian Lunduke, he posted, well, it's a video on YouTube too. It's called ID Verification Could Fix the Dead Internet. Now, his concern is that the internet is dead, and that is because bots, AI powered bots, have killed the internet. He is correct. At least the statistics that he cites, that slightly over half of the internet traffic is bots. They're not all AI bots, but they are pretty close. The thing is, it's okay. Let me just read what I wrote, because I'm gonna publish this as an article too on the Liberty Note, which, since I am now in actually recording the show, I will restate again, because it wasn't recorded earlier, that there is a Liberty Tunes Matrix Room space, whatever. A link for an invite will be in the show notes. If you would like to make Liberty Tunes as your home server, that will be a perk to go along with, if you want to do a paid subscription to the Liberty Note, the newsletter. You can make your home server be the Liberty Tunes home server, which means you do not log directly into my Matrix server, and then, but you can still go everywhere you want to on Matrix. The other thing I need to state is that the Liberty Note is a newsletter that is going to start August 1st. The free issues will be weekly, and they will be just basically my news links and other articles that I find interesting around the interwebs that have to do with liberty and freedom, and online, offline. It's not necessarily specifically technology related. They are, I wouldn't call myself a freedom crusader. I would call myself more of a realistic human being that thinks with my brain between my ears. I may not be always great at communicating that from my brain to my mouth, because that connection between my brain and my mouth were severed long ago, probably because I drove truck for so long. But it's, yeah, the Liberty Note will have a weekly edition, monthly edition, and then a quarterly edition. The monthly and the quarterly edition is going to just be, you know, the only thing that's paid for. Everything else is going to be free for the subscribers. The Liberty Tunes Matrix server space is free for anybody to join. It's just people that we're going to, you know, mostly right now it's just my close friends. But we, you know, we're, it's where you can talk, share links, stuff, whatever, you know, ideas, show topics, whatever. If it gets popular enough, I'll use it as the main chat room for the show. Yeah, other than that, you know, hell yeah. You're more than welcome to join. Anyways, this article that I wrote this morning is Lunduk is wrong for once. Now, see, Brian Lunduk is a technology journalist, mostly about free and open source software and Linux. He's been around for several decades. I've followed him and read him for, well, at least 15 years, because that's how long I've been into Linux and free software. But he's always had a fairly freedom conscious thought process to his articles and stories and things that he reports on. Up until lately, for the last year or so, he's been posting things like this that just doesn't make sense, trying to validate and encourage ID verification. In this video, Brian is making the claim that ID verification can fix the dead internet theory. Granted, this isn't the first time he's made the argument for ID verification. The other time he's argued for it was to prevent minors from reaching porn sites. I can almost get behind that. And the motivation is noble, as well as it is in this case. But in both of these, he's 100% wrong. Doxing a human is wrong on every level, and the most of the time, it does more harm to the victim, the person that is trying to protect. First, he outlines the problems with ID verification. One, what verification data will be collected and stored, and how? What additional security concerns are created because of ID verification? Will the burden of that verification be too much for some sites to handle? How will those verification systems be abused by corporations and governments? Now, for the largest part of the video and the article that he's blatantly, or let me rephrase that, for his largest part of the video and the article that he wrote, he's blatantly advocating the case for ID verification. Then towards the end, he states that he is simply trying to get the conversation started, and he's welcoming to real suggestions on how to combat the bot farms, even going so far as to state that comments on said video and article that are opposing his idea are obviously just somebody that runs a bot farm or is a bot themselves. Brian, I can assure you I am not a bot, and I don't even know how to run a bot farm. I couldn't tell you how to do a bot. But taking away the rights of a human and forcing them to prove that they are human is not the way to do this. You argue mostly about how sites like X and Facebook, Meta, and that would be on you to take the case to them directly, not through a sweeping ID verification across the entire internet. I've heard and seen him gripe about X and the bots many times in both your publication and directly on X. Yet, he still continues to pay X for its use. Why be an enabler and then complain about that which you are enabling? The solutions without ID verification. I can think of four right off the top of my head. So here's my four suggestions. Number one, get off the internet. Talk with people in real life. Start your business in the real world. Work for someone else, provide a service, create a product, whatever. Just get offline. the numbers already show that bots outnumber humans, so that's apparently happening already. Number two, localize. Divide it. Wall it off. The internet, that is. Down to the neighborhood size if you want. I know this is a highly unlikely to happen in most of the larger parts of the world, mostly because of the ISP monopolies and sales territories. But there are still lots of places on the internet or on the world that do not have access to the internet. I almost said that backwards. People have set up their own local internet for villages, even small cities. These types of things should be more common, giving local communities more control over themselves. Number three, local device verification. Whether it's a PIN code, fingerprint scanner, whatever, the device you log into would require user verification before connecting. But this, you know, this could be a cryptographic hash that's tied to a passkey. The only thing to solve there is how the user acquires the hash, but it can be used in conjunction with the next solution. But the point is the verification happens on the local device in the user's control and not some random server somewhere in a data center. Number four, and my final suggestion for a solution to ID verification without ID verification. Web3. I don't mean that crypto bros shit that they're always talking about. I'm talking about real Web3, the one with principles, the one that was supposed to be a return to what Tim Berners-Lee started. Decentralized. Decentralization. It will obviously be based on cryptography, and you will need to manage a lot of keys. But literally, every website you visit will have its own set of keys. So that's going to be the hard part, managing all those keys. But it's really no harder than what we have now. Just a whole lot more numbers and hashes to keep track of. But that's a place where AI can actually be useful. Other than, you know, making awesome music. But to expand to more on the Web3, it's decentralized by nature. For the bots, there's no central point of control to exploit. It's more resilient to single points of failure, and it's potentially much harder for large-scale bot farms to operate if every interaction requires a unique cryptographic proof. Since it really is up to the site owner of what is allowed on their sites, maybe appeal to them to combat the AI bots on their own instead of advocating for removing the rights of free human beings. Those site owners are the ones who the questions should be aimed at, not the users. I do find it rather odd and disconcerting that a journalist such as Lunduk, who is constantly asking for whistleblowers from large corporations such as IBM and Microsoft to come forward anonymously with news tips. This journalist who states he will keep your identity quiet in exchange for a gotcha story in an attempt to get some clicks has constantly been advocating for online ID verification several times over the last couple of years. Am I the only one that finds that kind of ironic? Those sources would not ever be an anonymous source with a forced ID verification. If I'm being honest here, I'm actually heartbroken over this realization. I always looked up to Lunduk as a purveyor of truth. This, coupled with a post of his on X just last night this morning, shows he either does not fully understand the meaning of the First Amendment or has a greatly skewed interpretation of what the actual law is. I would hope he, being a journalist, would have a better understanding of that amendment. Over on X, this is what he wrote. This is very true. Well, he quoted another post, and that this is what he was saying. But at least in the USA, in many countries, you are legally required to carry ID with you at all times in public. Consider this. If you walk into a town square in the USA and begin screaming profanity at people, there are good odds a police officer will ask you to stop and ask to see your identification. Why would that not also apply to the same actions on the internet? I mean, that is a serious question. Why? From a legal standpoint, would actions which would be potentially criminal when not online not also be criminal when online? Mr. Lungduk, I would implore you to reread the First Amendment and then go read some case law and Supreme Court decisions. Because it is, the Supreme Court has ruled that it is not illegal or a crime to use profanity in public. This includes volume. You can say it as loud as you want. You can say fuck as loud as you want, as many times as you want, in public. And there is no federal law saying that you cannot. Police cannot ask for your identification unless you are suspected of or of committing the crime or a crime or under the investigation of about to commit a crime. I think I said that right. But anyways, you do not have to show them identification, especially if you haven't committed a crime. And if they're investigating you, you do not have to assist in their investigation of you at all. There are some places in the country where a local town or city ordinance may have ID verification during an investigation, or even, stating that, profanity is not allowed in public, but it is not a federal crime, and local does not trump federal, and vice versa. Freedom of speech is freedom of speech, whether you're offended by a cuss word or not, at any volume. But instead of ID verification of humans, why not remove the economic incentives of running a bot farm? At the platform level, that would again fall up under the site owners to do. They could simply demonetize people found to be using bots. Elon can take away, or has been known to take away, people's monetization, whether they're, but still keep taking their monthly subscriptions on X if he doesn't like what they're saying or what they're posting about. So why can he not take away the monetization of people that are using bots on X? Maybe even users themselves will vote with their dollars and stop paying Elon to use X, and the market can fix it. It'll fix itself. People stop using their product if there's too many bots. And if they don't, it'll just be the bots that are on X. But something as vast as ID verification goes across the internet, it will most likely start with the government requiring it. And once you go down that road, it will never stop. It will only pick up speed. As Ronald Reagan most famously said in his inaugural address in 1981, government isn't the solution, it's the problem. But then he went on to contradict his own point by the end of his second term. So he did prove that point. You know, the government is the problem. But so no, ID verification is not the solution to the dead internet. Yes, there are ways to combat AI bots on platforms and the internet, but restricting or taking away human freedom and liberties are not the way to do it. And I had a song. There we go. Here. Yeah. This song is Circuit Breaker. And the idea of a circuit breaker is we all need to be circuit breakers ourselves, because we need to break the system and break that circuit and change that fucking stage. Now let's talk about some news, since we covered the Lone Duke drama. Rumble and MoonPay strike a deal to power crypto for creators. Rumble has taken a decisive step to redefine the intersection of digital speech and financial autonomy by joining forces with MoonPay, a major player in the crypto space. This is from ReclaimTheNet.org. The deal sets the stage for a creator-focused infrastructure that bypasses conventional financial systems and entrenched tech platforms that often dictate the terms of participation. The agreement makes MoonPay the exclusive crypto service provider for the upcoming Rumble wallet, slated to debut in the third quarter of 2025. The wallet will offer integrated tools for buying, selling, and swapping cryptocurrencies, granting users easy and direct access to decentralized finance without intermediaries or arbitrary gatekeepers. For Rumble, this is more than a product launch. It is a continuation of its core mission to dismantle the systems that silence dissent and control access to digital tools. Rumble Wallet will change the game for creators, and MoonPay is the perfect partner to bring that vision to life, said Rumble CEO Chris Pavlovsky. We're not just building tools, we're building freedom, and we want partners who are obsessed with empowering people as we are. In other words, they want your money. I digress. As part of the broader collaboration, MoonPay's creative division, OtherLife will begin leveraging Rumble's decentralized cloud services for object storage and compute power. This collaboration signals a shift away from reliance on centralized tech infrastructure. MoonPay CEO Ivan Soto Wright highlighted the shared vision. We could not be more thrilled to partner with Rumble, he said. Crypto represents financial freedom, the same way Rumble represents freedom of expression. I've heard of MoonPay, but I have not looked into them. But from everything that I've looked at, every crypto shit token, whatever you want to, the only one that's worth anything in reality is Monero. Bitcoin, I mean, I got into this argument with somebody in the office yesterday, and they were saying that Bitcoin's $115,000. And I'm like, yeah, but it's not going to be worth a damn pretty soon. You'll say that it's really good and worth it now, and it might be to, you know, grab it and then cash out. But yeah, no. Not if you got to give up your identification and KYC to have it, and then it's eventually going to lead into CBDCs, and when they can take your shit and shut it off as they see fit, yeah. No, I've got pretty much everybody that I know are big into cryptocurrency. They're not crypto bros, but there's a couple that are crypto bros, and that's a big fuck no. Because when it comes down to it, and something like, say, our system burns down, just hypothetically, I'm not saying it is, but let's just hypothetically situation here. There is a second revolution. And the banking system goes kaput, gone, up in flames. And we're left with no government. How's that Bitcoin going to treat you? For one, that's assuming we still have power. If you don't have power, how's the digital wallet going to work? Oh, I know. You could say, well, you got batteries. But I'm sorry, there's no power. There's no government. society has collapsed. You can take that Bitcoin in your wallet and shove it up your ass. I'm looking for food and weapons to protect and feed my family. So I'm looking for things like gold, silver, real, hold in my hand, something of value. Sure, I can hold a treasure wallet in my hand, but that fucking treasure wallet ain't worth the fucking plastic that the ones and zeros are put in on it. So, you crypto bros, I get what you're saying and what you're thinking, but you're totally not thinking it all the way through. Because when it does burn down, it's going to burn down. It's almost to the point of, will it burn down? As of right now, it's at that point of, will it? But we're not too far away from the, when is it going to burn down? And there are many people right now that are already thinking of when it will burn down, because it eventually will. Good movie for you to see. It's not documentary level, like Idiocracy was, but it's pretty close to documentary level. Civil War came out a couple of years ago. I think her name's Kirsten Dunst. She played MJ in the good Spider-Man movies. And it's actually pretty good. It doesn't give any indication as to what caused the Civil War or the two sides. All you know is that there's two sides in this Civil War. And they're going to the White House to win the Civil War. But it doesn't say anything about what started it, who's on what side. But it really brings it, brings it home as to what the reality would be if that actually happened to normal, everyday people. And you know what? Not once that I remember of in that movie, I only watched it twice, but not once did I ever see them getting on and checking in on X or Instagram or Facebook. They didn't have the internet. And they didn't have cryptocurrency. They weren't, checking the prices on their Bitcoin either. Just think things through before you become a crypto bro. Next news story here. Trump media files registration statement for crypto blue chip. Yeah, fuck Trump's sick shit coin. I'm skipping that one. Researchers jailbreak AI. This is from 404 Media. Of course, it's a paid-for post. So. But anyways, the headline is Researchers jailbreak AI by flooding it with bullshit jargon. You could trick AI chatbots like ChatGPT or Gemini into teaching you how to make a bomb or hack an ATM if you make the question complicated, full of academic jargon, and cite sources that do not exist. That's the conclusion of a new paper authored by a team of researchers from Intel in Boise State University and University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. The research details this new method of jailbreaking LLMs called information overload by the researchers and an automated system for attack they call InfoFlood. The paper titled InfoFlood Jailbreaking Large Language Models with Information Overload was published as a preprint. So it's not out yet. And I do not have a 404 Media account to read the rest of that. But you can imagine that if you could jailbreak Google's Gemini by giving it too much information in the prompt, what you could actually do. And makes you kind of wonder if you was to take that prompt off, or let them artificial censoring restrictions on that AI, how much fun you could actually have. I don't mean, you know, it'd be fun to find out how to build a bomb and go blow shit up. I'm just saying what you can learn, find out exactly what kind of information's in there. Interlopers posting news links in the link room on Matrix. I wanted to see what it was. The news commission presents. Okay, I'm down for it. I'll read it right now. On the air. What do you think of that, interloper? Commission presents roadmap for effective and lawful access to data for law enforcement. On 24th of June, the European Commission presented a roadmap setting out the way forward to ensure law enforcement authorities in the EU have effective and lawful access to data. The roadmap is an important deliverable under Protect EU, the EU's internal security strategy, which the Commission presented in April of this year. Terrorism, organized crime, online fraud, drug trafficking, child sex abuse, sexual extortion, ransomware, and other offenses all share a common feature. They leave digital traces. With 85% of criminal investigations now relying on electronic evidence, law enforcement authorities need better tools and a modernized legal framework to access digital data in a lawful manner while ensuring full respect of fundamental rights. The roadmap focuses on six key areas. Data retention. In 2025, the Commission will carry out an impact assessment with a view to updating the EU's data retention rules. In addition, Europol and Eurojust will work on reinforcing cooperation between law enforcement and service providers when it comes to accessing electronic evidence. Lawful interception. To enable law enforcement to obtain evidence across systems and jurisdictions, the Commission will explore measures to improve cross-border cooperation for lawful interception of data by 2027, both among authorities and between authorities and service providers. Key actions for the next years include assessing the need to further strengthen the European investigation order and supporting the deployment of secured information sharing capacities between member states, Europol, and other security agencies. Digital forensics. Law enforcement and judicial authorities must be able to analyze and preserve digital evidence stored on electronic devices. The Commission, together with Europol, will coordinate a gap and needs analysis for technical solutions in digital forensics and support the development of forensic tools with EU funding and public-private partnerships. Europol is invited to develop into a center of excellence for operational expertise in the field of digital forensics and step up coordination with national authorities and private parties. Decryption. In 2026, the Commission will present a technology roadmap on encryption to identify and evaluate solutions that enable lawful access to encrypted data by law enforcement, while safeguarding cybersecurity and fundamental rights. The Commission will also support the development of new decryption technologies to equip Europol with a next-generation decryption capability. Standardization. The Commission will work with Europol, industry stakeholders, experts, and law enforcement practitioners to develop and streamline an EU approach to standardization for internal security with a focus on digital forensics, lawful disclosure, and lawful interception. AI solutions for law enforcement. By 2028, the commission will promote the development and deployment of AI tools that enable authorities to lawfully and effectively process large volumes of seized data, helping to filter and analyze digital evidence more effectively. I mean, why not let the AI just, you know, the thing, the tool that just kind of keeps getting people in trouble because it makes shit up and invents and hallucinates constantly. Like these attorneys and lawyers, they keep getting cases thrown out of court because they had AI write their case for them. Yeah, let's stick those in law enforcement so they can make up shit about people while they're investigating them forensically. No. No way. No. Hell no. Yeah, I did that one. Hugging Face is hosting 5,000 non-consensual AI models of real people. Hugging Face, a company with a multi-billion dollar valuation and one of the most commonly used platforms for sharing AI tools and resources, is hosting over 5,000 AI image generation models that are designed to recreate the likeness of real people. These models were all previously hosted on Civit AI, an AI model sharing platform for media reported on, has shown was used for creating non-consensual porn. Users downloaded the models from Civit AI and re-uploaded them to Hugging Face as part of a concerted community effort to archive the models after Civit AI announced in May it will ban them. In that announcement, Civit AI said it will give the people who originally uploaded them a short period of time before they were removed. Just can't have any fun anymore. I know. I get that, you know, using somebody's likeness is illegal, especially if it's somebody famous. But for you and I peons, we have no right to privacy and protecting our likeness while in public. Unless you're a celebrity and you make a couple of million for pretending to be somebody else. Just can't make this shit up. All right. Veil of Lies.
Influencers spin the tale that the sky still blue. precincts on fire. No truth can breathe where their money writes the code. They'll bury what's real, leave you lost on their road. They own the scroll, they own the spark. They'll carve their lies into your heart. Every post a blade, every word a snare. They'll choke your rage till you don't fucking care. But the truth is a storm. It's glowing through the haze. We'll scream till it burns. Set their bullshit ablaze. The nightmare never fades, it's a wound that won't heal. Their voices flood the void to obscure what's real. A screen of pretty faces with a script to recite. They'll sell you their salvation while they snuff out the